Jordan, let's take John's call. He's got an opposing view out of Texas.
Yeah, John, welcome to Jay Sekulow Live. You're on the air.
Hi, John.
Hi, how you doing?
Good, sir.
Do you think an employee has a right to force their political, religious, and moral views on their employees?
Do I think that an employer has the right to force? I don't. Why would you say that they're forcing their views on their employees?
Think Hobby Lobby is doing? What do you think that
Hobby Lobby had a position? You go to work for Hobby Lobby. They had an insurance plan that covered certain things and did not cover other things that the owners of the company believe in. And that's their conscience, right? And they said, if you're going to work here, well, this wasn't any surprise to anybody, by the way, John. Do you think that that you can be told what you're going to buy or not buy? Do you think as an individual citizen you have that obligation?
Now, wait a minute.
What? No, I'm asking you. You asked me a question. Can I hold it, Jordan? Let me, John. Do you think the government could tell you you're going to buy this whether you like it or not?
Please.
Excuse me?
They do not want to cover contraception for their employees in the insurance plan.
Actually, certain kinds of contraceptives, so that's not even true.
It is true.
You don't have a right to work for Hobby Lobby. You're talking about all these rights, but this is a private business that can hire and fire, that sometimes is taking applications, that sometimes isn't taking applications, that may review, you know, do a lot of interviews. You may be well qualified, and they decide, no, we're not going to hire you. They sometimes have to close stores. They sometimes open new stores. They have no constitutional duty, no legal duty to employ you. So if you don't want the job there because you don't like their insurance plan, so be it. You've got the choice. You, the person, the individual has the decision of whether or not to work for companies like that. And if you are so offended by it, don't work
there. Yeah, I was going to say, John, here's another thing. I'd like to get your answer on this. Do you think a company of any size should be compelled to have insurance for their employees? Compelled?
Moral viewpoint on their employees.
So you'd think that a company that I own a company, and I am an Orthodox Jewish business, and the government were to come out and say something like, you know what, we're going to require as part of your meal plans for your employees that you include all kinds of foods to meet all kind of obligations, and we want to make sure that you have pork at your meal because that should be one of the options to people that like pork. Do you think the government has the right to tell you to do that, John?
You haven't answered my question.
John, answer my – yes, I did. I said the – Jordan went through a very, I think, excellent answer. We don't think the government has the ability to compel you as an employer – to provide a service which violates your conscience. And you're saying the government has the right to violate your conscience.
I haven't mentioned the government at all.
Well, who are you talking about? Who do you think's making why do you think there's a... Who do you think, John, took the case to the Supreme Court in the United States in Hobby Lobby? Do you think Hobby Lobby took it up there?
A deception.
No, sir. The Department of Justice, representing the President of the United States, took the Hobby Lobby case there because they're compelling Hobby Lobby to violate their conscience. But you don't want to answer my question, so I'm going to ask it again. If you're a Jewish-owned business and you have an employee lunch plan, do you think the government can come in and tell you you must serve pork? Do you think that's okay?
About health insurance.
Hey, I'm asking you a question. It's called a legal analysis. It's called an analysis, an analogy. Do you think the government could tell that Jewish employer you must have pork as part of your meal plan?
Do you believe 50 million Americans should be denied health care?
Would you think there's a constitutional right to health care?
Yes.
Well, which provision in the Constitution do you think that's in? John?
You don't think...
John, what provision in the Constitution do you think has the constitutional right to health care?
The preamble of the Constitution.
The preamble of the Constitution says you have the right to health care? I don't know what Constitution you're talking about, but that's not in the Constitution. By the way, I'm in favor of insurance availability. I think that's all good. But there's no constitutional obligation for health care. That was a statutory move by the president. You understand that, right?
No, it wasn't.
Oh, no. Okay, so you think it's a provision of the Constitution. What provision are we talking about?
50 million people in this country should not be allowed health care.
No, who's saying that? You've turned this from, should Hobby Lobby and the owners of their company be compelled to put forward a health care plan that they provide, by the way, they provide health care to their employees. Do you think the government can compel a small business or a large business, you must have health care? You have to have health care.
Feel that they should have to provide contraception in their insurance plan.
So I want to go back then, should the Jewish business owner be compelled to have in their meal plan pork?
Come on.
Now, you don't want to answer the question, John, because you know the answer is of course not, right?
You're changing the entire subject.
No, you won't answer the question because you know what the answer is. And the answer is, you of course cannot compel the Jewish company to provide in their meal plan pork, because that would violate the actual Constitution of the United States, First Amendment. Not the Constitution that you're talking about, that in the preamble it says you have the right to insurance, which it doesn't. But, John, thanks for calling. We're glad you're listening. But, look, analogies count. That's why cases go to the Supreme Court.